Hello and welcome to Super Bowl Game Picks. Unfortunately, Joey's no longer with us. The spirit of David Bakhtiari embraces him. And yeah, I mean, he's having a good old time there, aren't you right? Right, Joey?
Yeah, I'm having a great time. Yeah, I love cheese. Yeah, give me all that cheese.
But it is Super Bowl Sunday. We have a good matchup of the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers facing off. You know, they moved past the Baltimore Ravens, the Chiefs did, and against the Detroit Lions, the 49ers did too get here. So big wins by them. I think they had a good all-around performance. 49ers came back, and then the Chiefs had not a dominant performance, but just like, you know, just a willing performance. They played really good all throughout that entire game and really never really let the Ravens have a big opportunity to get back into the game. So that's how those two teams punched your tickets in here. How are you feeling about this matchup, Chris?
I like the matchup. I'm not surprised by it. I think I've mentioned previous weeks both of these teams making the Super Bowl. Even though the Chiefs started off a little shaky, not surprised. It's Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, that game against the Ravens was a close one. I mean, low scoring, close game. Ravens had a few chances, honestly, to like win the game, and they just missed opportunities. And then San Fran was down 17 at halftime and came all the way back. That was pretty sad to watch for the Lions fans. But, yeah, looking forward to the Super Bowl.
There we go. All right, one last talk about the standings. We have Yadion on top still, and it looks like he's running away with the overall winner of the league. He has 184 wins, 100 losses. So if he gets this one right, he won't surpass 100 losses, which is pretty good in terms of picking. So shout out to him. He went 1-1 though in the conference championship round. Steve went 0-2. He's at 178-106, and then I went 1-1. So I'm 176-108. We have Hector in fourth, 174-110. It's tied with Victor. Joey moved up. He's at 171-113. We got Christopher. Where you at?
Yeah, I bet with my heart last week. I was rooting for the Lions, and they almost pulled it off. And then I really was rooting for the Ravens to finally, you know, move past that the mountain, you know, get to the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson actually have a chance. I thought the Chiefs offense was kind of lacking, and I went 0-2. I'm at 169-115. I'm tied with the boy Troy, who honestly, Troy started off pretty high. He was up in the 1-2 spot for a little bit there. So I'm tied with the boy Troy. But if I die on this 169 hill, I die on the 69 hill. And shout out to the jersey over there.
We're going to put a 1 in front of it just for your standings.
I might just wear that jersey maybe. If it happens.
You might have to. All right. And then just to round out the rest of the group, we got DJ 167-117 in 7th place. Jonathan at 164-120 at 8th place. 9th place, Andres, with a 162-122 record. Eddie with a 160-124 record in 10th place, tied with Matt. And then 11th is Sean with a 157-127. Anthony with a 152-132 record. And then Brett with a 134-150, and that is 13th place. And then everyone else, I wouldn't. Actually, no, we also have Andy, but he missed a couple of weeks, unfortunately. He went 119-165. Yeah, he's missed like the last couple of weeks.
Well, shout out if you picked every week.
Yeah. Yeah. Big shout out to that. Every week. But that's pretty much the list there out of like 20 guys. But a couple of guys fell off. They started slipping behind in the standings, and they're like, you know, we can't do this anymore. But next year, definitely want to have full participation the whole year round. So let's see how that goes. But without further ado, it is time we actually talk about the game at hand.
Yes, Super Bowl. Let's go. Vegas, baby.
Yes, sir. Vegas. This game is the Super Bowl. We have the... Whoa,
dude.
Almost froze there.
Running back.
We have the San Francisco 49ers versus the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 58 this Sunday, February 11th. Game kicks off at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Man, oh, man. The 49ers are favored to win this matchup, which comes to no surprise for me, is mostly because when you look at the two teams, you can't tell me that the 49ers are the better team. You go, you run down the list of, like, their depth and all that stuff, you're going to tell me yes more often than not compared to the Chiefs lineup, like, in terms of position by position. We're not going to go and do
almost
that.
Every position almost outside every, of, like, what?
Quarterback. And tight end. That's the only one.
Tight end's even kind of debatable. But I would, like, give, I would give it to Kelce. Yeah, obviously Kelce's the GOAT, but if there's, like, a close second place, it's got to go. Yeah. It's got to be Kittle, yeah. Probably, right? In the NFL right now, as long as he's healthy, like, and he's a little bit younger, too, even. So, like, there's an argument to be had, but you got to give it to Kelce, especially when it comes to the playoffs.
Facts. Yeah, and that's when he's been turning it up, because the regular season, he wasn't horrible, but he wasn't great either.
I think Mahomes and Kelce, if I'm not mistaken, are currently tied for the most touchdown connections in playoff history.
I think they passed Jerry Rice and Joe Montana.
Did they? Yeah. I think they were tied at 14, weren't they? Or something like
that. Yeah, the touchdowns, but probably. I believe they passed them in the AFC Championship.
Yeah, and I know Gronk and Brady were pretty close in there, too. Yeah.
So definitely a big dynamic duel between those two guys. Aside from that, the overall, let's talk about some betting real quick. Not props, but mostly, like, the spreads. So San Francisco is favored by 1.5 points in terms of the spread. Money line is minus 120 in favor of San Fran. And then if I can pull it up real quick, the Chiefs. Can you guess what the number is for their spread, for their money line?
Chiefs money line?
+100.
+100. Yeah, it's not.
It's a very close line between the two teams.
I don't really like. I was telling you this earlier. I don't really like any of the lines, at least that we're getting down here in Florida. I don't know wherever you guys are. Maybe you're getting some better lines. Shout out Latvia. But yeah, it's tough to bet on this game.
Yeah. It's not entirely tough. Over under set at 47.5. So the moment you guys have all been waiting for is about to come. We are about to make our picks. And, man, like I alluded to earlier, you stack these two teams against each other, and the signs point towards San Fran being the better team. So I'm going to go with the better team. But if Kansas City wins, I'm not going to be entirely surprised. And I can't really move too much in the standings. So with this just one game, so I'm going to bank it on the 49ers to win, but Kansas City, man, I mean, just Patrick Mahomes alone might be the reason they win. The whole connection between him and Travis Kelce. Big-time baller in Isaiah Pacheco. If he comes to play and balls out, then everything should be good on that front. But, man, this 49ers team, I mean, the trade for Chase Young in the middle of the season, absolutely love it. It just beefed up their defensive line, which was already good as it was. So just adding that is just a freak of nature to get after Patrick Mahomes. So hopefully he makes his day uncomfortable. I know Nick Bosa will be in that mix too, making him uncomfortable. And then offensively, I mean, they have so many weapons. They call Brock Purdy a game manager, and, like, essentially what you are as a quarterback. Like, there's a few that stand out and excel from that position, and there's others like Brock Purdy that can just do well enough that he doesn't cost a team games. He just gets the ball into his playmaker's hands, and that's what I think he's going to do. He's going to get the ball into Christian McCaffrey's hands, Deebo Samuel's hands, Brandon Ayuk, Jawan Jennings, George Kittle. I mean, the list can go on and on that offensive side of the ball. But really, it's going to come down to that defense for the 49ers. If they can really find a way to make Mahomes uncomfortable in the pocket, which you saw what happened when they played Tampa Bay a couple of years, 2 years back. He was just getting ran through. Like, it was not fun for him. Hey, yo. But aside from that, let's get to Chris's pick. Chris, who you got here?
No, I totally agree with a lot of those points. If San Fran's defense can show up, they probably win this game. But they haven't so far in these playoffs. They've pretty much have just been in shootouts the last couple weeks, even of the season leading into the playoffs. The defense is stacked, like you mentioned, but they haven't been getting the job done. One thing that concerns me is that they ruled out the left tackle and one of the guards for the Chiefs, so I think they probably will be getting some pressure on Patrick Mahomes. I think I saw the over-under sacks for this game was like 5.5. Honestly, might not be a totally bad move to bet that over. I think Chris Jones in one Super Bowl had 3 sacks himself. Just on Kansas City side, and then you add in what I just mentioned about the offensive line of the Chiefs being banged up, going against that defensive line of the 49ers, might not be a bad play. That being said, there's certain people that I don't like betting against in sports. Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, LeBron James, all people like that. Patrick Mahomes, he's probably in that list, and if he wins this game, which I think he will, I'm taking the Chiefs, if he wins this game, he has to cement himself as one of those type of players. Tiger Woods in his prime, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Messi. You don't ever want to bet against him because you know no matter who they're playing with, they're going to figure out a way to at least try to be in that game, if not win that game. Going with the Chiefs. The offense has not impressed me at all outside of Kelsey. Obviously, he's a top 3 tight end no matter who you ask, if not higher. I'm going with the Chiefs. They are the home team in this game. They're favored. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think it'll be pretty 50-50 fan-wise, but I wouldn't be surprised if more 49ers showed out than Chiefs fans just location-wise. And, yeah, it's a love story, baby. Just say yes. If they win, maybe you can bet on it. Maybe Kelsey proposes to old Tay Swift. I'm here for it.
I'm not a fan of that. But, yeah, going back to the game, like what you said about Mahomes, like he is definitely becoming one of those players that, like, you don't bet against, which scared me a little bit. And this playoff run is a prime example. Like, aside from the Dolphins game, like, everyone pretty much counted the Chiefs out. There were a few smart ones that actually, like, followed it up and, like, yeah, we're riding really hard with the Chiefs. But for the majority of people, they're like, nah, I think, you know, the time's up. Bills' time to win. Ravens' time to win. And time again, the Chiefs.
That defense Mahomes has been tightening up.
Defense is really good. One point about the defense is they haven't allowed a single point in the fourth quarter in this playoff run.
Wow.
Either that or like 3 or 7 points. Like they've only allowed like so little points in the fourth quarter. Small sample size of 3 games, but still, I mean, that's big time. So if the 49ers can stop that from happening, if they can put some points on the board in the fourth quarter, absolutely huge. But the time has come. We're going to give
the
it to Chris
now.
On this part real quick. We're going to go through his top props for the game. And Chris, lead us off with this first one you got of Noah Gray.
So I took this Noah Gray anytime touchdown prop. It's plus 575. Chiefs tight end. Backup. Plays a lot of goal line sets. If they drive the ball down any of these drives and everybody else is, you know, they're double teaming Kelsey and maybe putting a body or two and some help on Rice. Noah Gray's going to be the guy in the middle that's going to be open. Patrick Mahomes will find him for a touchdown, plus 575.
I like it. Anytime touchdown is like really good, especially like, for a guy like Noah Gray, it's like what you alluded to, like Kelsey is going to definitely have a lot of coverage thrown his way, but I still think he's going to make a big difference in this game, but we'll get to that part later. But we're going to go to one of my props, and we have 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy to score a touchdown in the first quarter, plus 7,500. It's a lot of return on the bet. So if you were to take this, I would definitely try to just take it alone and not parlay it into anything because it just has such a big return already as it is. But with something like yours, like anytime touchdown, like I'll definitely throw that into a parlay and see if I could maximize my profits with that.
So that's a running touchdown he has?
Yeah,
to
he
score?
Has to score a running touchdown.
Or catching?
Oh, catching. Yeah, he has to be the one crossing the goal line. He can't be throwing the ball. So. Okay. If that happens, I mean, that's absolutely awesome. You know, that's a big one. I think like $5 wins you like $500 on that bet. So, you know, feel free to have some fun and throw these things around and see what sticks to the wall. But we'll go over to your next one. And you got something kind of among the same lines as me. We got Travis Kelce in the first touchdown score.
Yeah, that was my third one, but we'll roll mm-hmm. with it now. Travis Kelce first touchdown score. It's plus 750. I mean, is it unbelievable to think that the Chiefs drive, you know, win the coin toss, drive the first drive down the field, and Patrick Mahomes finds his favorite target of all time for an early touchdown? Is that so inconceivable? I don't think so. Why not sprinkle a little money on it? It's plus 750.
Actually, it's plus 550. The 750 was the Noah Gray.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I got it wrong, but
it's all good.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Not bad. Not bad return.
Oh, not bad at all. I definitely agree because it coincides with the one I'm about to have. But, you know, last Super Bowl, I think the first Chiefs touchdown was to Travis Kelce. The biggest issue I have with first touchdown scores is if the other team gets a ball and they end up going down the field and scoring a touchdown, because then it just completely throws that out the window. So if I were to bet that, I would definitely do it as a one-off bet and, like, you know, just kind of put a lot, maximize the profits on that one, put a big bet into that one and just hope that one pays off. Otherwise, like, it's a little risky. It's a little risky throwing that into a parlay and have that completely wiping it out of the way. But I'm sticking with Travis Kelce on mine. I have Travis Kelce to score two touchdowns, plus 550. And, you know, this is like what you alluded to, favorite target. So you definitely want to have him involved in the offense in order to get the Chiefs to win. And if you're kind of like on Chris's side in terms of going with the Chiefs, you definitely want Travis Kelce getting to the end zone first, and you want him getting into it multiple times. So definitely want to see that as someone backing the Chiefs. But, you know, I just think he's the engine that moves this offense. I know, like, Pacheco and Rice are really – Pacheco's, like, kind of, like, second in line in terms of players I would put in the Chiefs, like, hierarchy and offense, aside from, obviously, Mahomes. Like, you take Mahomes out of that picture. And then probably Rice is probably third for me. And then after that, it's really kind of a crapshoot, but Ben Watson, Noah Gray are kind of in that mix. But we'll go back to you, and you're sticking on trend here with the tight ends, man.
Yeah, I'm sticking on the tight end trend.
Oh, gosh.
And kind of the same thing that you just did, but on the opposite team. George Kittle, two touchdowns, is plus 1,000.
There we go. It's good money.
Plus 1,000. You throw a dollar on it.
100, yeah.
Won a couple bucks, you know what I mean?
You went 99 bucks, you put a dollar on it.
Yeah, like, he's put a dollar on it, you know what I'm saying? He put 100 bucks on it, and it happens. Is this also an inconceivable play? I don't think so.
I mean,
George Kittle is going to be amped. I know he is for this game. He's looked forward to being in a Super Bowl and getting this opportunity to play. I think he has a massive game because I think they're going to be too focused on Ayuk and Samuel. One of these guys on San Fran is going to explode and have multiple touchdowns. Could be George Kittle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. My biggest thing is the just the aspect of itself being two touchdowns. Is this, for Kittle especially, is a little far-fetched for me. If you want something more along the lines like his reception, I know you aren't going to get a lot of plus money offers on that. But definitely, like, that would have been more enticing for me in terms of following for George Kittle.
You could definitely get plus money on all of it, I'm pretty sure, even a single touchdown. But, you know, you got to swing for the fences. I mean, he had six touchdowns in the regular season, so you might say, like, how is he going to have two in the Super Bowl? Well, it's the Super Bowl. And the best players show out. He's going to try to prove he's better than Kelce. So we'll see what happens. Why not?
All right, if you guys haven't noticed the trend yet, Chris has two Chiefs bets and one 49ers one.
All tight ends.
Yeah, all tight ends. I have one and one so far. So which one do you think I'm going with on this team?
Niners.
There we go. Yes, I am going with the Niners on this one. Last prop bet I got here is the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, to have 50-plus rushing yards.
I knew it was C-Mac, too.
It's plus money. bringing it back down to earth a little bit, plus 185. You definitely want to throw this into a parlay and try.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, like this, I feel like this one's a lock. Like, you can't go away. Like, if you put in a bet slip, you definitely want to have one of these on there. And I would put, if I had to pick one out of all of these to put on a bet slip, it would probably be the C-Mac one, just to be, you know, pretty certain that, you know, it would happen. But that pretty much wraps up the game picks for the entire season.
What color Gatorade?
Ooh, tough one. Both teams are red, so, like, I feel like it's going to be red, but
really,
the odds of it being red are so slim.
You know? Last time the Chiefs won, it was orange. I think it's going to be orange.
Okay, you're going with orange. I will go with purple.
Purple?
On brand with the Super Bowl, bro. CBS has their thumb on that one, dude.
Damn, they're like, hey.
Make sure it's purple.
We don't know why, but purple is the color this year, so this is what we're going with.
Oh, man.
Is my hat purple?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, dude. Color black.
Man.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
But, yeah. All right. Heads or tails?
Ooh, are you going with tails?
Tails never fails, dude. All right,
I will go opposite of that, and I will go with heads. But tails has won 7 out of the last 10, and I think the last 3 have been tails. So it's a tough one. You definitely want to make sure you hit on that one, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people have parlayed that one into, like, tails, you know, Chiefs or 49ers winning, maybe a spread or over-under in between there, and that's, like, their parlay, and, like, man, if you get that one wrong, you start off the whole bet wrong, and it's not good. So the biggest thing for me in terms of this game and betting was just, like, throwing just things out there. Like, I have a bunch of, like, Rashee Rice, MVP, like, $5 for, like, 500. Like, you never know. Super Bowl, anything can happen. It's a one-game thing, and, you know, big-time players will come out and play, and just have some fun with it, enjoy the time. Have some good food, have some good company, and definitely try to enjoy yourselves this Super Bowl Sunday.
What song does Usher come out to?
Dude.
You want to know which one I hope it is?
Yeah, you got to go first on this one.
I don't think it'll be this, but if he came out to Love in This Club, bro. I want to make love in this club. Hey, dude, love that song, bro. Dude. I'll be hyped. I'll be dancing, for sure, if it's that.
I'm trying to think, bro.
Because he's got a lot of slow songs. I know. So he's got to come out with some heat.
But you got to go, like, with Burn. Like, you got to let it burn, dude. Just come out with that. Some fire. Dude. Just, like, very dramatic. I feel like you got to start low.
Maybe, yeah.
Go high. Yeah, it's really good. Like, that's an explosive one to start off with.
I saw this little... I don't know if it's, like, a leak or a rumor or whatever, but I saw this little snippet where he said, possibly might bring out Justin Bieber.
I saw that. I know like...
I'm here for it.
I know, like, Ludacris is supposed to possibly come out.
I'm here for that, too. I seen Ludacris in concert once. It was awesome.
Yeah. Confessions is definitely going to be, like, part of it, but I don't think it's going to be the opening one. The opening one is tough.
These are my confessions.
Yeah, I think Love in This Club is going to be good, too.
I love that song, dude. That song is hype, bro.
Oh, man.
Takes me back.
Any other ones you're thinking of? Just in general, like...
Songs?
Or no, just like any crazy outlandish things to happen.
Well, it would be cool if he brought out a guest. You can also bet on Travis Kelce proposing. So we'll see if that happens.
Not a fan. Not a fan.
I mean, it's kind of weird how we can bet on such a, like, intimate aspect of somebody's life, isn't it? Like, doesn't that make you feel a little bit weird?
Yeah, dude. Honestly, if you are placing a bet on that, like, what are you doing? First of all, if you do it, you have to parlay it with the Chiefs winning, because there's no chance one happens without the other.
Well, if you can bet on that, let me know what the over-under is on how long the marriage lasts. Like, I want to bet on that, dude. That's one you got to sit on and wait. That's a real stinker, dude. I like that one.
That would be a funny aspect, like, once it happens.
You see it on your phone, you're like, oh, shit. You check your bet, you're like, yeah!
Dude, like...
I'm in the time frame.
Someone will bet, like, the under and, like, just... try to like sabotage their relationship for years and years until it like comes to fruition.
My one goal in life is to bang Taylor Swift so I win this money. That'd be such a like. I mean, that's what you guys get for putting this out there for us to gamble on. These are the kind of thoughts and conversations that come up. Don't blame us. Man. Blame America.
All right. What is your top, like, Super Bowl football game food?
Like, a party?
Yeah.
Dude, I love a good, like, dip.
Okay.
Like, I don't care what it, like, a warm dip.
Yeah, it has to be warm.
It could be a 5-layer, like, taco dip. That could be, like, the only cool dip. But, like, buffalo chicken, maybe some bean dip, maybe some spicy dip. I don't know what it is. I like a good dip. You know, that way I can fucking eat and watch. That or maybe, you know, some meatball, you know, miniature meatball. I don't know. Pigs in a blanket.
Dude, last year I had some, like, cowboy corn. That thing was delicious.
Yeah?
Oh, my gosh. I fell in love with it. I'm like, what's the recipe? I gotta have it.
Fell in love with the guy that gave you his cowboy corn?
No. Stop it. Slow down. aside from dip, I would definitely say like a lot of finger food, but like it's definitely gotta be like wings, like really good wings, depending on like if it's like a dry rub or like really well sauced. Like one of those, you for me is a fine line of like too dry or too saucy. Like it can't be like too little sauce, it can't be too much sauce, it has to be like just the right amount. And then on top of the dry rub, like I don't want to like bite into it and feel like I'm drinking out of the seasoning, right? But like at the same time, I want to have some flavor on it. So that's definitely how it goes for me. What do you think is going to be the most surprising Super Bowl commercial? Agent State Farm is like one of the top ones for me. I know that one's
going to
be
pretty
good.
Doritos.
Doritos always has some pretty
good. Usually brings the heat. I mean, just the name, like, I think. Three off of the top of my head. The Don't Touch My Doritos and Don't Touch My Mama. Classic. The one with the time machine powered by Doritos or whatever. And they go in and he comes out and it's the old guy. He's like, Billy, you're so old. Fucking kills me, dude. And then the dude.
Yes.
The dude that has like the fucking magic eight ball and he's like, will there be free Doritos tonight? It doesn't even wait for the answer. He just chucks it at the vending machine and breaks it. So they get
a bunch of Doritos.
Yeah. So I think Doritos is bringing the heat. We're not sponsored by Doritos, but boy, would we love to be, because we eat them all the time. And honestly, throw some mustard on them Doritos. It's not that bad.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be State Farm with Arnold Schwarzenegger as Agent State Farm. I'm just interested to see it. Dude, the promo for it too. He's been like going around promoting it like it's a movie. He's like, yeah, it's a 60-second film. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Dude? Wait, do it in his accent. He didn't say it like that.
I can't do it.
Rad, 60-second film. That was so bad.
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper.
This is definitely gone off the rails. This is the first Super Bowl in Vegas. I know people should be pretty enthused by that. And this is a big step in terms of Vegas being a sports town. To be able to host an event like this, on top of that, just, evolve as a sports town. They have an incredible hockey team that ended up winning the Stanley Cup last year. They have a really good WNBA team who's won, two trophies, and they've been in the league for, like 5 years. Like,
yeah.
Incredible success as Aces. A city. Yeah. And that's, those are homegrown teams. Those are original teams. The Raiders obviously came from Oakland/LA, like, all over California.
We got a couple good college basketball teams this year that have been in and out of rankings, too. Even just Nevada's been decent, too.
Nevada itself. UNLV's always been a pretty solid program.
Yep.
But they're really starting to establish themselves as a professional sports center. I think they're going to have an official basketball team come soon, and baseball.
Owned by LeBron James, probably.
Yeah, more than likely. Baseball is soon to come, but there has been a road bump in that. But this is not the time and place to talk about it. But I think it's cool that, finally getting a Super Bowl in Vegas is pretty entertaining.
But will we remember it? Because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
There we go.
So does this Super Bowl even count?
We'll just have to wait till the clock starts, hits zero, and then see what happens. But the next Super Bowl that I'm excited to see is the one that's going to be in this stadium. And hopefully...
The Bears play?
The home team will be playing in it. The Miami Dolphins. But in reality...
Playing the Bears.
That'd be cool.
That would be sick.
I'd be down to go.
Like, I'd cry.
When the Dolphins beat the Bears in the Super Bowl?
Nah, we can't lose another one, dude. Not in my lifetime.
And not in Miami either. Again.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, dude. That would be sick if we made it, though, and won. And, like, Devin Hester was there because we love him so much, and he's a Hall of Famer now.
And he's a Miami native as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool guy.
That pretty much wraps up this game pick of the Super Bowl. This is the final game pick of the entire year. Wow. Hope you guys have enjoyed it throughout the entire season, whoever's been, you know, thoroughly watching it throughout the year. And I got a couple of feedback from people and people who... have let us know that they've been watching each and every episode and they love our picks, etc. So appreciate you guys for watching. But to wrap on the 2023-2024 season, Super Bowl, just a couple hours away at this point. By the time you guys watch it, it'll probably be in the morning. But in reality, super excited, super happy. One sleep away, I know. Yeah, I got the 49ers, he's got the Chiefs. He's a big tight end lover. He loves tight ends.
Love the tight ends. We'll see what happens. Love the tight ends. Great people. Oh, that was my Trump. How was that?
I could tell. Yeah, that was pretty good. Anyways, thank you guys for watching. And thanks for watching all year long. Appreciate all the support. Thank you guys. I'll catch you guys next year. Later.